Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, one of the richest companies in the world, Apple, today unveiling the iPhone 16. The first Apple smartphone purpose-built with AI.
No.
Except...
No, thank you.
It doesn't have AI.
What?
Okay, continue.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they're not adding the AI yet. So you're buying a really expensive new iPhone that is the same as last year's iPhone. It comes in different colors.
But there will be a software update at some point,
Sam.
And
it has the processor that can run AI. And
okay.
Yeah.
Says it's purpose-built for generative artificial intelligence.
No.
Which would allow users to create text and images with a natural... language prompt. I have no idea what I just read.
Meaning you type in a 15 to 20 word description of what you want the picture to be, and it will create a fake picture that looks absolutely real. And the reason that they say that they're holding out on it is because they're afraid of misuse. How's that going to change in a couple of months?
Okay. And apparently it's bigger than the most recent iPhone.
Isn't that funny that the whole point in the beginning was that everything was smaller, and now we're going the other way.
Well, we've seen that cycle twice now. We've seen phones get incredibly large and then back to smaller, and then now we're scaling back up again.
So the iPhone 16 is going to cost $1 less than $1,000. The iPhone 16 Pro Max will be $1,200.
But that's actually cheaper than last year's. They said it was going to be a price increase.
It's bigger, faster than ever. This is the greatest scam in the history of the world.
And people wait in line for days.
What do you have?
Mine is like old.
Well,
11.
Well, the newer
10.
Than his. It's,
mine's an 8.
I can't even believe they let you still operate with that.
Let me see the size versus the size on mine.
I don't know. If I can text you, Scott, about the show.
See, yours is just barely bigger than mine.
And email Sam. And get on Facebook every once in a while. That's all I need to do. I don't need all the bells and whistles that this comes with.
Okay.
Let alone AI. I don't want that thing on my phone, even though people would say it's already on your phone.
See, you will take this iPhone 8 out of my cold, dead grip. Because it has the one thing I want. And it's the little fingerprint button on the bottom.
Okay, but it's super cool that we're venturing into new technology and the world of AI and taking another step forward. But why do we need it? Why do we need to create pictures that don't exist?
Well, but see, and this is what I've always argued about Apple. You don't think they had this technology last year?
With the AI, I would guess no.
Well, actually,
that's just sort of burst onto the scene. But with the extra camera hole, yes.
Well, you don't even use all three cameras. They're there for looks. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, my argument has always been that they have on any given year, like two or three new upgrades. Call it what you want. And then they say, okay, this year we're going to put this upgrade on the new iPhone, get everybody to buy it at $999 or $1,200 or whatever. And then next year, when we do iPhone 17, we're going to add this that we already have created, but we don't want to put both on the same phone.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get skewered for being the Android guy for saying this, but it's not just Android. It's every other phone maker. A lot of the times, the upgrades have been on other phones for like 5 years. Like when they got the touch button, the fingerprint unlock.
Which I have on my iPhone 8.
LG had that like 5 years before that.
Huh. Boy, I'll tell you what. Android owners are devout.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
My mom has an Android and
she will not.
She will not go to the iPhone. She will not. I don't understand it. But then I have an iPhone and I've had this obviously for 8 years because now we're on iPhone 16 and I don't want an upgrade. I'm not going to Android. I'm not going to the iPhone, whatever. I couldn't care less.
But to your point about them already having the technology and from the text line, AI has been around forever. It's just a really complex algorithm. That's all it is.
It's
just big and fancy and shiny now.
We've talked about this before, but the ways in which people are or can use this for bad, not for good, for bad, scare me.
Yeah, but, you know, I think AI might have gotten itself a bad reputation early on. I'm not convinced it's all negative.
It's not. If you talk to the folks over at Stowers, which we did several months ago, you were gone, Scott, mm-hmm. the ability to like sequence the genome stuff and cancer stuff when it comes to DNA, mm-hmm. AI can do 1 trillion times faster than a professor that they said or someone who is in research. It would take an entire career for one person to do what AI, if you teach AI what to look for in those codes, what AI can do in minutes.
Well, and a lot of the things in your car that alert you that there's somebody near the car that you can't see. That's AI. When it can detect things that you as a human cannot.
Or detecting bad actors who don't belong in a stadium. Or, what I'm saying?
Right. 913-586-7798. Story here from the New York Post. This dime is worth a mint. 3 Ohio sisters who inherited an incredibly rare 10-cent piece that was kept hidden by their family for more than 4 decades could make more than $500,000. After it was revealed the coin is incredibly rare. The dime was struck by the U.S. Mint in San Francisco in 1975.
Wow.
It is so valuable because it is just one of 2 dimes missing an S mark for San Francisco.
It says "and Francisco"?
Apparently. Or just
no.
F.
No, the mint marks are just a singular letter. It has no mint mark. The Philadelphia Mint wasn't writing Philadelphia on every coin.
It says "and Francisco." It's very rare.
While many serious coin collectors... Listen to this, though. What kind of a nerd do you have to be? While many serious coin collectors have known about the 2 rare dimes for years, their whereabouts have remained a mystery.
And how did they know there were only 2?
That I don't know, Sam.
And all of these were printed with the same press, so how did these 2 not get...
Equally don't know. And how did word get out that it doesn't have a marker on it? And there's another one somewhere else that doesn't have
a marker
on it.
This is crazy. They shared that the parents of this family, the matriarch and patriarch who are long deceased, okay, mm-hmm. bought the first error coin ever discovered for $18,200. And I think they were farmers. Yeah, they operated mm-hmm. a dairy farm.
In 1978.
They bought it for $18,200, which in 1978 was insane amount of money. It basically $90,000 today. Their parents saw that coin as a financial safety net. So they held on to it for all these years. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine in 1978 as a dairy farm proprietor saying, I'm going to plop down $18,000 on a dime?
Because it has a mistake on it?
Yeah, it says San Francisco.
No. It's missing an S. Because it was from San Francisco. From the Mint. The Mint in San Francisco made more than 2.8 million special uncirculated proof sets in 1975, featuring six coins that were sold for $7 a piece. I have no idea what I just read. However, a few years later, collectors learned that two dimes from the set were missing the mint mark, making them extremely rare.
I think it'll get more than $500,000. Here's why. If you are a coin collector and that's your thing, you know, we have people paying $1 million for a Pokemon card. If that's your thing, all of the coin nerds in the world unite, mm-hmm. don't you think it'll bring in more than $500,000? Well, I hope for the family it does.
It might.
And what a return for their $18,000, $90,000. A very risky investment in 1978.
Well, all it takes is 15 minutes of endlessly scrolling on one of those video reels to find a video of a guy saying, hey, don't take all those coins to Coinstar. You could have a penny in there that's worth $7.
I must confess, there was a time in my life when I was a coin collector.
Hmm.
Yes.
Did you have any friends?
No. No, I didn't. I had imaginary ones.
I'm kidding.
I had imaginary ones. I do have a...
Was it like the quarter books?
No, I had that from the bank, Sam.
No, these were foreign coins.
Oh.
And so I have like an East German mark, mm-hmm. which obviously does not exist. And they're very light. They were made out of aluminum. All these Eastern Bloc countries, their coins were made out of aluminum. They're very lightweight. And I have an English penny from 1900. And it's very large. It's like this big around. Oh. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, I will, tomorrow I will bring in my coin collection and
you
share.
You should, and we'll look it up. We will look it up on eBay and see what it's worth.
It's worth nothing.
Probably not $500,000, but you never know.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.